Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Japan. The 31st Sakura Cherry Blossom Festival was held in Toyota City on April 5th and 6th. With its population of over 420,000, the community was formerly known as Kuromo, but was later renamed Toyota, owing to the several Toyota manufacturing plants in the area. Japanese Falun Dafa practitioners joined the festive occasion in order to introduce the practice to the public. Many event attendees were impressed by their exercise demonstration and waist jump performances at Suigen Park. Children led their parents to the practitioner's booth for informative flyers and delicately folded origami lotus flowers. Some parents fastened the colorful blooms to their children's clothing. One man, familiar with the persecution of the practice in China, attentively watched as practitioners did the exercises. He commented that many Japanese politicians and media side with the CCP and are its accomplices. That explains why the suppression of Falun Dafa isn't widely reported. He encouraged practitioners and said, "I support you. Please keep it up."
United States. The 111th University of California Davis Picnic Day Parade took place on April 12th. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to join in the celebration. The Tianguo Marching Band members, dressed in their signature blue and white uniforms, played several songs as the parade surged into motion that Saturday morning. Event attendee Soya and his friend Kira were excited to see the practitioners in the parade, and they cheered loudly. Soya said, "This group is amazing," when he learned that the practice of Falun Dafa is based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. He took the flyer and said, "Let me hold this flyer close to my heart. I have been searching for such principles. Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance can guide people's daily life. Everyone should follow them." Local resident Lisa used to play an instrument in a band and was full of praise for the Tianguo Marching Band. She said, "I love truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Who wouldn't?" When she learned that the CCP is persecuting practitioners who follow these principles, she said, "It must be the head of the CCP. We oppose the regime's persecution." Longtime resident Bill praised the Tianguo Marching Band and commented, "This group is outstanding. It makes people happy to hear their music. I am full of praise for them."
Bulgaria. Falun Dafa practitioners set up a booth with informative display boards and banners in the Black Sea town of Bulgis on April 5th. They talked with passersby, distributed leaflets, and collected signatures on a petition to condemn the CCP's human rights violations. They also collected signatures for a petition which aims to protect Bulgarian citizens and institutions from becoming complicit in the crime of illegal organ transplants. Both petitions received warm support from the public. The day before the event, local media Black Sea Fair reported on the signature drive. The next day, a similar event was held near the entrance to the Central City Park. Undaunted by the unusually cold weather and the biting cold wind, practitioners talked to passersby, handed out leaflets, and collected signatures.
South Korea. The South Korean Falun Dafa Association held several press conferences on April 3rd to condemn the CCP's ruthless repressive campaign against Shenyun Performing Arts. Practitioners did the Falun Dafa exercises in front of the Chinese embassy in the city of Seoul and read an open statement of protest to the Chinese ambassador Dai Bing and other staffers in both Korean and Chinese. It called on the Chinese embassy to stop utilizing strong-arm tactics to undermine the performing arts company and to cease making threats and arranging opposition protests in front of theaters hosting Shenyuan performances. The association warned the Chinese embassy staffers that if they continue to interfere, the association would conduct a nationwide campaign with South Korean people to expel the Chinese ambassador. The statement urged the embassy staffers to abide by South Korean law and conduct proper diplomatic activity. Press conferences were also held concurrently in front of the Chinese consulates in the cities of Busan, Gwangju, and on Jeju Island. The press conferences caught the attention of local people and tourists. Police understood the purpose of the event and actively assisted with security.
USA. The Gilbert Global Village Festival took place in the Arizona town of Gilbert on April 5th. The free event was for all ages and celebrated the community's cultural diversity. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced their spiritual practice to the public and shared how the CCP has persecuted practitioners for decades. They also demonstrated the exercises at their booth. Practitioners talked to people about the importance of the Falun Gong Protection Act, presently in both U.S. Houses of Congress. Most booth visitors signed the petition asking their senators and representatives to pass the bill to help stop the CCP's persecution. An event attendee named Mary signed the petition and added, "Every time I see your booth, I feel it calling me. I feel a connection with Falun Dafa. I always want to know more about it when I talk with practitioners." A practitioner encouraged her to check out the Falun Dafa website, where she could download a free copy of Juan Falun, Falun Dafa's main book.
Italy. Efforts to raise awareness of the CCP's ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa, as well as to introduce the practice to the public, took place at three Italian sites during the end of March and early April. Practitioners held activities on Piazza Garibaldi in the city of Cagliari on March 29th. Although it was rather windy, practitioners demonstrated the exercises and shared informational materials. A Falun Dafa exercise demonstration with eye-catching display boards caught the attention of passers-by at a second activity that day in Mestra, a satellite town of Venice. Many people talked with practitioners and signed the petition calling on the G7 countries to help stop the CCP's persecution and forced organ harvesting. Activities in front of the city of Milan's Chinese consulate on April 2nd and 9th called to end the persecution. Banners in both Italian and Chinese languages stated, "Falun Dafa teaches truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, stop the persecution of Falun Gong, and stop forced organ harvesting." Practitioners also distributed flyers to the passers-by and exposed the grim reality that prisoners of conscience are the main victims of the CCP's forced organ harvesting in China.
USA. Falun Dafa practitioners in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, participated in LaSalle University's annual Global Language and Cultures Awareness Week. On April 9th, they screened the award-winning documentary film, Letter from Masangia. Audience members were deeply moved. Assistant professor of the Department of Political Science and Economics, Dr. Mark Thomas, watched the film and stated, "The movie was a poignant portrait of the hideous crimes of the People's Republic of China." Dr. Thomas reminded people to resist buying the cheap products made in China's prisons and forced labor camps. He explained, "People from all over the world must be aware that their purchase of cheap goods from China perpetuates the CCP's evil." He also urged people to sign the petition which calls on U.S. senators to support the Falun Gong Protection Act, presently before both houses of the U.S. Congress. He said, "All peoples must sign petitions to enact laws which sanction CCP officials and their sycophants responsible for crimes against humanity. People can no longer ignore the grim persecution of Christians, Falun Dafa practitioners, and others whose only crime is defense of truth and good.
Germany, the Franken Vitality and Life Health Expo took place in the town of Bamberg on March 29th and 30th. Falun Dafa practitioners seized the opportunity to share information about the benefits of the practice and to raise awareness of the CCP's persecution of the practice. Some of the booth visitors asked about local group practice sites. Many people signed the petition calling on the G7 countries to help stop the CCP's forced organ harvesting from living Falun Dafa practitioners. A woman pointed at a practitioner demonstrating the exercises on stage and said, "He looks so peaceful, I'm eager to learn more."
South Korea. The Tiante Bookstore in the city of Seoul holds a 9-day Falun Dafa seminar every month to introduce the practice. People of all ages can participate. New learner, Mr. Sui, shared his thoughts on the experience on February 26th. He said he heard about Falun Dafa 10 years ago when he was the director of an art gallery and helped with the Shenyun tour in South Korea. He recounted, "We faced great pressure and even received threatening calls from the Chinese embassy and South Korean National Intelligence Service." Mr. Sui had a pain issue resolved at that time after a practitioner guided him in doing the exercises once. Recently, Mr. Sui was having knee pain and wondered if he should try the exercises again after he ran into that same helpful practitioner. He felt he was being encouraged to learn the practice and attend the 9-day session. After he did take up the practice, his various physical complaints, including morning fatigue and knee pain, disappeared. Mr. Sui added, "I can definitely feel the energy."
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. After the Chinese Communist Party began to persecute Falun Gong in 1999, a married couple in Shijiazhuang City, Hebei Province, were repeatedly targeted. The wife, Ms. Gao Juya, was detained 3 times. She was humiliated, interrogated, and beaten. The local newspaper also published an article that slandered Falun Gong and used her name. She succumbed to the mental pressure and fear from constant police harassment and died on November 9, 2016. She was 53. Ms. Gao's husband, Mr. Niu Zhichen, was also detained 3 times and served a 2-year forced labor camp term. He survived the brutal torture only to die on February 8, 2025, due to non-stop harassment. He was 63. In addition to the couple's suffering, their 2 sons and other family members also lived in fear and mental distress from worrying about their safety.
A married couple in Daqing City were subjected to decades of brutal persecution after the Chinese Communist regime ordered the eradication campaign of Falun Gong in July 1999. The husband, Mr. Guan Zhaoqi, died on July 26, 2009, merely 10 months after finishing a 6-year term for practicing Falun Gong. While mourning his passing, his wife, Ms. Yu Guichong, continued to face constant arrest and harassment. The persecution over the years took a huge toll on Ms. Yu's health. She gradually lost her appetite. She had frequent coughs, vomited blood, and often fell into a coma in her final days. She died on February 19, 2025, at the age of 70. When Mr. Guan was still serving time, his father in his 80s worried about him and became distressed. He died in September 2005 without seeing his son again. After Mr. Guan also died years later, his mother suffered a mental breakdown and often wandered off from her home. She died some years later. While the persecution is to blame for rendering the couple unable to care for their parents and families, the communist regime authorities spread propaganda against them, saying that it was because they practiced Falun Gong that they didn't care for their parents.
In February of this year, the local Tai'an City police suddenly showed up at three practitioners' home to inform them that the prison terms they had previously served at home were void and ordered them to re-serve the time in prison. Miss Lu Ke-chen and Miss Ma Jun-ting, two retired professors in their 70s and 80s respectively, and Miss Han Yue-hua, also a retired teacher in her 80s, had been arrested in 2018 for their faith in Falun Gong. They were all sentenced a year later. Miss Lu and Miss Han were each sentenced to 3.5 years in prison, as Miss Ma was still on probation for an earlier 3-year term. The judge in charge of her case suspended the probation and ordered her to serve a combined 5-year term. The judge allowed all of them to serve time at home due to their advanced age. At the time of this report, Miss Lu and Miss Han have been admitted to prison, scheduled to be released in 2028. Miss Ma, on the other hand, is incapacitated and is now undergoing treatment in a hospital. It is not clear whether the police plan to take her into prison anytime soon.
16 years ago, Ms. Shi Fuling of Ba Tou City disappeared without leaving a trace. In 2007, several plainclothes officers arrested Ms. Shi at her convenience store for being a Falun Gong practitioner. They ransacked her property, confiscating many personal items, and then dragged her into a police vehicle. They pulled off her top in front of the crowd to humiliate her. While in custody, she was brutally tortured. She was only released after authorities extorted 10,000 yuan from her family. Upon returning home, Ms. Shi suffered a mental breakdown and was in a delirious state. She cried every day and would wander off on her own. She went missing on November 10, 2009, never to be seen again. Ms. Shu Fuling would now be around 60 years old.
Chinese nationals deeply moved by Shenyun performances. As Shenyun Performing Arts dance companies continue touring the globe, some Chinese people outside of China voiced appreciation for Shenyun's ability to produce an artistic event that both revives the essence of traditional Chinese culture and inspires people to be good. Business owner Mr. Li attended a Shenyun performance in New York City on March 26th and said that he found it astonishing. Mr. Li said he knew about the persecution of Falun Gong in China and lamented, "This is an inhumane thing. It is the most cruel thing that has ever happened in human history." He continued to praise the show and said that truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, as promoted by Master Li Hongzhi, allows the entire humankind to know what is evil and to be kind and bring love to the human world. He added, "More Chinese people need to come. This is a treasure of humanity. Thank you very much." Mr. An Qiang, a recent Chinese immigrant, saw Shenyun in New York on March 29th. He said, "I am touched, especially when I saw fellow Western audience members clapping during exciting moments in the show. I felt deeply inspired. It was wonderful. I felt very proud. Everyone's movements and teamwork on stage were so perfect." He added, "I myself am a member of the China Democracy Party. Our party members and I have been persecuted in China as well. Sometimes we feel that our voices are limited, but when I see Shenyun sharing and spreading our sentiment against the CCP and letting everyone in the world know about it, I think that's so important." Recent immigrants Song Fengxue and his wife and daughter saw Shenyun in Toronto on March 30th and found it very inspiring. Mr. Song said, "Since the emergence of atheism, a very painful societal environment has been created for the entire world and China. The most basic kind of kindness in everyone's heart has been completely trampled on, bringing disasters to the entire society, and these disasters still continue. I really hope that Shenyun can perform in China someday so that all my friends can go see it. Mr. Li, an immigrant from China, saw Shenyun in Toronto, Canada on April 5th. He shared, "Shenyun made me think about why humans came to this earth. Although I don't know the definite answer, one thing is certain. Humans do not live just to live. I even have a feeling deep in my heart that people are here with a mission." Shenyun is the divine's revelation to the people, the opportunity the divine gives people to realize the truth. When a living being or a person shows pure kindness to others without any self-serving purpose, it will touch and influence others. He said that this is also why Shenyun can touch so many audience members worldwide. Recent immigrants Li Lei and his wife saw Shenyun in Toronto on April 6th. He shared, "When I was watching it, I felt from the bottom of my heart that my ethnic confidence was awakening. I had a sense of mission for our traditional Chinese culture, including our history." Wang Mingyi, who immigrated from China 2 years ago, saw Shenyun in Seattle, Washington on April 3rd. He and his friends, a total of 10 people, attended the performance together. After seeing the show, Mr. Wang said, "The kind, cultural factors need to be preserved and passed on, but the CCP is destroying this. It is very serious for the Chinese people. It wants to completely destroy China's traditional culture and stimulate the evil of human nature. This is the most evil part of the CCP." He advised, "We should all learn from the culture of truth, compassion, and tolerance."
Introducing Falun Dafa in Western France. Local practitioners introduced Falun Dafa in the resort town of St. Gilles Croce de Vie on April 12th. They also told people how the CCP persecutes the spiritual discipline in China and held a signature drive to support the end of the brutality. Falun Dafa signs and posters were visible from afar, so people driving near the booth had time to read them, as the traffic was very heavy and they had to stop frequently. One couple was very surprised when they read the signs. The woman said that although she worked for Amnesty International, she had never heard of the persecution of Falun Dafa. She asked for documents that might help her understand. She said she read all the headlines about what was happening around the world and that she did many things to secure the release of prisoners in China, but she was never asked to secure the release of Falun Dafa practitioners. The husband said it hardly surprised him because the government is a dictatorship. The couple was interested in learning the practice and took contact information for practitioners near them. They also said they would go see the film State Organs, a documentary exposing the state-sanctioned crime of organ harvesting from living prisoners of conscience to fuel the lucrative organ transplant industry. A woman from Pakistan said that in her country, she was aware of the existence of organ harvesting from children, which is organized by the mafia. She was stunned to learn that this existed in China on such a scale and that it was supported by the CCP. Before leaving, she signed the petition against forced organ harvesting and thanked practitioners for informing people. She said she would find out more on the Falun Dafa website. A family consisting of parents, grandparents, and three children wanted to know more about the persecution. 11-year-old Alice posed very appropriate questions. She asked, "Why is the Chinese government doing this? Why do they torture innocent people? Are these real hospitals doing this? Are these real doctors doing this? Why is this government so evil? Why don't other countries do something to stop the Chinese government from harming people who practice Falun Dafa?" A 67-year-old bike traveler named Christine said she thought it was time to settle down and figure out how to be useful in this world. She was very moved when she opened the Falun Dafa book, Juan Falun, and saw a photo of the author, Master Li Hongzhi. Christine said that her entire body vibrated and she felt a very powerful energy. She immediately bought the book. Practitioners talked to many people that day, and more than 130 signed the petition.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.